The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sarah T.
Weekly podcast with Sarah T.
You're here too, I'm not.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sarah T. Time. This is podcast episode number 8. I am your host, Sarah T., and this week I am about a half a block away from a train and in this art collective above a doggy daycare. So I'm looking forward to all the exciting sounds that are going to be recorded during this podcast. But every week you can find me here for a half hour on Wednesday noon West Coast time, 3 p.m. East Coast time, where I have people on my show that I am just curious about, respect, or just find generally interesting. This week's guest is Sean Carnage, curator and bring-togetherer of amazing events in the Los Angeles area. I first found out about him through his Monday nights at Pear States. To get the details on his creativity and what he's involved with and what's coming up next, you can head over to seancarnage.com. But in the meantime, let's just bring him on the air. Hey, Sean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ta-da!
Yay! Oh, it's magic. Where are the doggies?
It's like a sea of them downstairs, and they get excited at different times for unknown reasons, and it's like a sea of doggy voices 24 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I wish I could.
And so for those who don't know, I just a minute before the podcast, I was like, I wonder if my phone's going to work in this direction. So I'm over near the window, which is really close to the train. So, it's just like the ocean rolling in. It's just like that. So hopefully if the phone cuts out, it cuts out, whatever. We'll do this again another time, but fingers crossed, everything's going to be smooth. And but thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks a lot, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to send this one thing out. You can't see what I'm doing. So you just finished up a star-studded event called LA's Got Talent. Is that correct?
Yes. Just finished LA's Got Talent. It actually got held over, so I'm really excited to announce to you here that we got held over through 9/26. So there's all this wonderful artwork at Sancho Gallery in Echo Park and near Hollywood, and it's from 11 different artists. And check it out.
How did this come to life?
Well, I started about a year ago. I had this sort of like brainstorm while I was in the shower one morning. Facebook events and things like that are so frustrating. And I was thinking it would be so cool if it was more like the old days, which really honestly this never really even existed in the old days, but wouldn't it be cool if there was like a list you could go to of where all the cool shows, all the DIY art openings and rock shows and raves are happening, and it was all in one place, you know? And so I decided to create such a thing. It's called concertpage.org, and if you live in the LA area, you can go there and enter your shows for free, and then once a month, I print them all up on the back of a poster that's designed by a different cool artist each month. And we've done 11 issues so far, and to celebrate that. Myself and the two guys who curate the poster site, Sam Lubich and Liam Morrison, we decided to collabo and invite over 150 different artists and performers in to collaborate with them at this place called Sancho for just over 3 weeks.
Okay, well, what are some things that you're doing that you're excited about that are upcoming?
Well, this Monday, kind of doing an almost like a recap of all the biggest Sean Carnage Monday night groups of the last several years, if not all time. Just about everyone is represented, so I'm really excited about that. The show is No Babies, Whitman, who's Christopher Payne, who's also a concert page artist. This group called Sexting, which is Kyle Mabson and Dalton Blanco from Robin Williams on Fire, and BJ, Jared, the drummer for Health, which is, you know, definitely one of the biggest bands to come out of our little scene. And then also Amir Coyle, who's this almost like cross between like a supermodel and like Diamanda Galas. And he's from Oakland. He's going to be there. And then we have soloing over Alanis Morissette from the Chicago area. They now live in Arizona. But that's a really out there, like, pop art music experiment where the guy basically just comes out and he plays really horrible guitar solos over Alanis Morissette songs. But they sound really good. They're really amazing.
That does sound amazing. For someone who hasn't been to a Sean Carnage Monday night, how would you describe it to them?
I think it's very accessible and like relaxing to be there. I always try and pick a place that sounds really good. So I think no matter what kind of music you like, I think people appreciate like good sound more than anything else. It's usually pretty dark in the room. I like just throw shows in small rooms because Andy Warhol once said you should throw a big show in a small room. It makes the party look even bigger. And so I try and keep a good party vibe going, you know, all the time.
I remember the first time I came to a Paraspace Nice, and because, you know, everyone, you never know what you're getting into when you're going to like a small DIY space. Like for me, it's like, you know, I want to be open-minded, but sometimes you never know what kind of attitude you're going to get or if people are going to be snarky or shitheads. And it was so refreshing to walk into a Monday night and just walk into a really positive space. Is that something you're conscious of when you put on events?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of what I do. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and I don't know. And I was born in Erie, Pennsylvania, an even smaller town. And you're just really mixed in with a lot of different people who like a lot of different things back there because the populations aren't very large. And so you become, I think, more accommodating toward people. And when I moved to L.A., and, you know, I've spent a lot of time in other cities, too, like New York and Chicago also. It's not that the people are really different, but sometimes it becomes more acceptable for them to be snarky toward each other because you have to kind of sort of start to define yourself by exclusion instead of inclusion. But I noticed that no one was really trying anything inclusive in LA at that time. And so I wanted to bring that kind of more small town thing to the city, partially because, well, I mean, because I love it and it's who I am, but also because like, L.A. is a small town, too. A lot of the people who've grown up here and lived here their whole lives are sick of us interlopers, you know, coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, that was really important, like, you know, to keep that kind of spirit alive in the big city.
What I found refreshing about L.A. is that the people who were born and raised there can kind of see through a lot of the bullshit, and so they do appreciate authentic people. And I don't know, what I kind of observed about people who do events around the country that I admire like when like Josh Taylor was doing stuff and Amy in Denver and you and other people around the U.S., it's like I don't think you take yourself too seriously, but you're seriously committed to what you do. And it's kind of like a level of having fun, it seems like, you know.
Well, thanks for bringing them up, because those are people I really respect. I still buy all my clothes, like, from Amy. She manages the, you know, the resale shop here. And, mm-hmm. you know, Josh Taylor, a good friend, and I still have his bands play. And they way predate me as far as booking things, believe it or not, even though I'm older than they are. But so that's really cool. That is what I'm exactly what I'm going for. Like we were talking about, like, seeing through bullshit. The thing is, with people who can see through bullshit, sometimes because they don't put up with any silliness, they can be really earnest people. I also know that you need a certain amount of silliness, like non-harmful bullshit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like to keep
mm-hmm.
things, like, a little crazy, too, you know? So
yeah.
I don't want things to be too earnest, because I don't want to be that, like, I don't want to be that guy who, like, throws, like, shows where you can't swear and you can't drink and you can't be a loser, because I never, you know, I never get to be on the cool team, so, or I never did when I was in high school, so, you know, I want things are always more accessible if they're a little bit out of control on the edge, you know?
I agree. I think it's all about pushing those boundaries and, like, and because otherwise you stay stuck. But since we brought up, I want to make sure I credit, because not everyone knows who I'm talking about. When I say Amy, she works at Square as well, and she used to be in friends, Josh Taylor Friends Forever. She's a great bass player, but then also just Josh Taylor, who, you know, plays drums and is generally awesome. But, like, who else inspires you or has inspired you in the past or currently?
Well, I'm not the originator of Monday night shows, at least as far as, like, what I'm trying to do. I was really inspired in 1991 when this guy, Derek Hess, who's a very, very well-known poster artist now, he started this series of Monday night shows that went, like, for, like, 6 or 8 years in Cleveland, Ohio. And for many years, I never missed a single one of them. And I saw all these amazing groups, you know, for the first time, like, you know, Helmet, Melvins, Jesus Lizard, all these bands that were brand new at that time. He inspired me so much, I later got a job in the bar where this all went down after he had moved on, you know. And let me tell you, working in a bar totally bummed me out.
Mm.
Like, day in, day out. It's not all the good shows. You're dealing with all the crummy shows, too, of course. But, you know, I was young then. I didn't know that. So I met these people that did DIY shows, and I had never seen anything like that before. Here I am, like, a huge music fan, but I had never really been to any. And my friend started this place called Speak in Tongues. It was in Ohio, and someone just wrote a book about it. It's called Escaped to the Future by Ken Blaze. And he wrote a book about this collective. It was really inspirational. And when I came to L.A. and started doing shows, I thought about those two things from my past. I thought, oh, well, Derek's thing was so great because he broke new bands pretty much only, and he did it on a weekly basis. That was cool. I wonder if I could fuse that with the more laid-back and more, you know, anarchist side of the DIY collective. You know, what if I could do a regular show at a DIY collective? Because believe it or not, nobody really does that. And so that's what I did.
Well, what advice do you think that you would have for other people who would want to put on shows themselves?
Well, I don't know what I'd tell someone else who wanted to do a show. I'd say, number one, make sure the venue has safe escape routes. Don't do a show in an unsafe space. But besides that, I would say, you know, I think a lot of people fall into two camps, people who book shows. I think they only see things from the social, they either only see things from the social side of things, like they're looking at the people in the bands and who they socialize with, and they build up a bill of a lot of bands that are friends. The problem is, it's maybe not so exciting because everyone's always already friends, there's nothing new that happens. And I think the other camp of bookers only looks at, like, musical talent, like, who's going to bring in the most people, who's the biggest name, who's the trendiest. The problem with booking exclusively in that style is the audience has no cohesion. So what I've tried to do is hybrid the two approaches. I try and that's the advice I would give to someone else. Look at groups of people that should be friends but aren't, and try and bring them together. And always make the music excellent. It has to be the best, or it's not even worth wasting your time on it.
Agreed. And on that note, what are some bands that you've been excited about lately?
Well, there have been quite a few. I like really, lately I've been liking really super dancey stuff and almost like disco. And there's this whole group of like South Bay bands. Like, I don't even know if they're really bands. Sometimes they have a live band, but it's just one guy in the studio. I don't know. But there are all these really great groups, like Croy Club. It's K-R-O-Y-C-L-U-B. They're on SoundCloud. They're really good. And their friend Biodemonix, also really awesome from the South Bay. And then I like really spazzy punk stuff, like No Babies. I just posted something about the No Babies tour. I was telling you about how they're coming to Paris on Monday. And they're coming. They're really bold. They're touring with Christopher Payne, who's Whitman, his new album is amazing, too. It's got, like, Carla Bozulich on it and Ezra Bukla. And but he's, like, a folk performer. So I also like that kind of music. I don't know. Those are some things I've been listening to lately. And I also love Fancy Space People. I think they're really good. Essay.
What's that?
Essay. That's one of my favorites, too.
Well, you should definitely send me some of these links, because I'll put them up with this podcast later on at sarahteatime.com. So send me those, and I'll make sure people see them. And then the video that's coming out, too. Well, you just posted it on your site, so everyone should go to seancarnage.com as well. So
yeah, there's a new Whitman video there. And I also did a new video that came out yesterday that's called Heavy Metal U-Haul. And it's about this band called Power Axe, how they drive all around Hollywood in the back of a rented U-Haul with a gas-powered generator. And they just throw open the door and just start playing, sort of like Friends Forever, like unsuspectingly, you know, and just like totally assault passersby. And then they just drive off.
I love it. I started watching it. Everyone should head over to seancarnage.com and check it out. Go check it out. So for those who don't know, Sean did a movie called 40 Bands in 80 Minutes, 40bands80minutes.com. Is there any – well, first of all, could you describe it to those who don't know about it, and are you going to do another one?
Well, I'm really interested in, like, social experiments. I really like that. That, for me, is, like, a big part of what I do is, you know, experimentation. And so someone had come up with a wacky idea. Let's book a show with 40 bands. And, like, thinking about the logistics of that just made my head hurt. It's just not a show that you'd ever want to go to, right? You know, I mean, really.
Yeah.
So, but I thought to myself, that wouldn't be so bad if you could just condense all the bands and into a video, right? But the problem with that is, then how do you be fair to the bands? How do you get them to all get the same shot? So we came up with 2 minutes for each band, and I came up with the concept 40 bands, 80 minutes. And so one night, it was March 6th, 2006, we got basically everybody who we thought was, like, super talented and tons of people we didn't know, too, just friend recommendations, and got them all together at this place called Il Corral. And we had 52 bands play between 7 and 1:30 a.m. And somehow we did it all. 52 bands played for 2 minutes, and then we edited it together into a movie. And the thing that's amazing about it is, though, I think that the people who played that night have all gone on to be superstars, which is really crazy.
Were you the one that ended up curating that, or did you end up working with other people? I guess you just kind of told me a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it kind of just happened. I mean, you can only curate that so much. It is a tremendous amount of bands. I remember sitting there with a list. I'm like, well, I invited the 22 most talented bands I know. Where the heck am I going to get, the next 18? But pretty soon they're writing you back and hooking you up with new people. And many of the people I know and hang out with now are still from that crew. But everybody was so talented. If you go back through there, you'll see a lot of the people that are really big on the music scene right now. Health is in there, Captain Ahab, Abe Vigoda, Mika Miko, No Age. Before No Age even existed, they were called Wives. The Gowns are in there. No Such Thing. He's like huge. I just drove past the Palladium the other day, and his name is up on the marquee. So, it was a pretty good group of people.
Everyone can head over to 40bands80minutes.com to see the preview, order the DVD, look at all the bands, and read all the reviews if they want to. Believe it or not, we have about 5 minutes left. Is there anything else upcoming that you want to chat about?
LA's Got Talent has been held over. So like I said, if you want to see some cutting edge art that kind of fits with the music very, very well, in my opinion, check that out at Sancho Gallery. We've got the great show happening this Monday. And, I'll make this announcement here, I guess. The week after, it's the culmination of the 6th anniversary celebration. It's the 6th. We decided to do 6 anniversary shows this year for our 6-year anniversary. And that's going to be a very special show with John Barba, who's an amazing performer, Lucky Dragons, and also Dan Deacon in Future Islands.
That sounds amazing. Did you say you used to live in Chicago?
Future Islands and Dan Deacon in a small place. It's pretty exceptional. You won't find this on the internet anywhere, so please don't publish it. But that's a gift for your friends who actually listen to the whole podcast. You can find the details for the show online. But Dan and Future Islands are still just listed as special guests right now.
Okay. I like secrets. Thank you for sharing.
No problem.
Did you say you used to live in Chicago? Or you used to spend time there?
No. Oh, I used to spend a lot of time there. I loved taking the train there from Cleveland. And used to hang out with all those people who did, like, Skin Graft Records and stuff. And, I don't know, so much great music there.
Well, I'm actually here right now, so if you have any recommendations, either now or later, you should let me know, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, cool. Well, Sean, thank you for joining me, and thanks for the treat
and
all the details. And I'm so glad that the technology worked and made it happen. So,
and I didn't hear any doggy noises whatsoever.
Oh, good. That's really good because I heard a few. So, all right. Well, I will talk to you later, and I'll let you know when this is up. And send me those links to the bands that we chatted about today, and I'll get everything up on this. It's SarahTtime.com.
Right on. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Sure.
Bye. All right, everyone, thanks once again for Sean Carnage joining us. You can head over to his website, seancarnage.com, to find out more about his events upcoming. All of our previous podcasts are up on the website, which can be found at sarahttime.com, including our most recent one with Sam Valenti, who is the founder of the label Ghostly International. Previous podcasts include Bonnie Burton, who runs a blog for StarWars.com, Calvin Johnson, founder of K Records, and much, much more. Next week's guest is producer and sound designer Derek Allen, whose hand has been deeply involved in the Mad Decent label, including co-producing with Diplo, some major laser tracks, as well as production for Santa Gold, Robin, Passion Pit, and tons more. You can find out more about him at DerekAllen.net. And, of course, he'll be on Sarah Tea Time next week. I just want to thank everyone so much for joining me, and I will see you next week.
Sarah Tea Time.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.